It's live WDW today from Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com, and you're tuned in live to our live show here at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort at the tent event, as we've interestingly called it. Joining me on this tent event is none other than the fabulous Annette Owens of MAI Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, this is quite different from how we normally do this. I know, you can't look at me. That's horrible. No,
we have these minor lights, which people are holding up, and they're really bright so that people on the webcam can see us, like, sort of. But
maybe
if I turn to Annette, I'm looking right into the light, so it's very difficult to see. Also joining us are our listener feedback extraordinaire. It's Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Becky.
Hey, nice to be here, I think, in the dark.
And also joining us is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt. This is kind of cool, I think, huh?
Now, to give you our listeners a visual here, Mr. Newell is sitting... All right, how do I explain this? He's got the back of his car open, the trunk of his car open, his computer's in the trunk of his car, and he's sitting on a chair facing the trunk of his car.
Whatever needs to be done for the show, I will do. You know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we've been live here at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort, and many of you that have been watching the webcam all day since earlier this afternoon, really. And we've been over here, and now it's very dark.
This is a great time.
Yeah, it's great. It's been quite an experience over here. I think we all had certain expectations going into the area over here. But, for the purpose of this live show, we're not going to have calls, unfortunately. And that's simply for technical reasons. We're barely getting the stream to you, let alone calls. So that's not going to work. But there is a way for you actually to communicate with us. You can go to the WDW Today chat room at WDWToday.com. If you're looking at the webcam, odds are you can activate the chat room. It's at WDWToday.com. And you can post your questions in there. And Becky is in the chat room, and she will relay the questions to us to answer. So we're here, and we've been here. What did we get here? About 12 o'clock or so? We actually got to the campsite?
The second time, yeah. You checked in early.
Yeah, I checked in at about 10 o'clock. And the campsite was not ready yet. And so we went to Walmart to pick up some supplies, and we came back, and we went to the campsite.
Hold. Wait a minute. Did we go to the campsite right away, Mike? What did we do in the parking lot?
Oh, jeez.
What did we do in the parking lot?
Why? What are you stepping on so early
What's
for?
Going on?
I thought we were
going to
save this.
We're doing this in order.
All right. Well, when Matt checked in, he seemed to have left all our documentation on the roof of his car.
Was it the roof?
Was it the roof or the hood? And by the time we got back, all the passes and the parking permits was blown all over the parking lot.
I had put it on top of the car, and then Mike had called me. I said, "Oh, phone call." I completely forgot about it. So we came back, and my parking passes and the room keys are all on the floor around the car. Luckily, they were all around there. A couple cars have driven over them a few times, but they're all still good.
They were there. The wind had blown several different directions.
Yes, but we all got them. So anyway, we got to the campsite. And we got over here, and it's, nice lot. I mean, perfect, more than enough space for two tents, and we have the car over here. We borrowed a picnic table from next campsite since no one was staying over there. And, we set up pretty quickly in that. I mean, no problems. We got everything set up fairly quickly, and for the majority of the afternoon, we were just hanging out over here, relaxing. Most of the people were complaining that we weren't doing enough. that's what you do at Fort Wilderness. We're trying to get in a good idea, and that's what most people do. They just hang out if they're not in the parks, obviously.
I thought we did the typical camping stuff.
Oh,
we sat, we chatted,
yeah,
we ate.
We had some listeners come in to visit us. A number of different visitors came by. It was really cool. People just start walking up to the campsite. It's like, oh. Luckily, they're all wearing WDW Today shirts, so
and
it kind of made
food.
Sense.
And bringing food.
Yeah, and brought food.
Nice.
So that's good. So we have it over here. Some interesting things that have been going on over here in terms of, I think what's interesting is looking at what our opinions of this were coming into it and what's really transpired. Obviously, we haven't slept here a night yet, but
that's a different show.
That's a completely different show. So, Annette, what do you think? What are your so far? How has it met what you expected?
I think, hanging out and having fun and being relaxed, that's been great. Not being an outdoorsy kind of person. The bugs, the lizards, the lizard tree. We're not sure if that's a snake or a lizard in that tree over there. I don't want to find out.
But truth, I mean, not knock on wood. I mean, there aren't that many bugs.
No, they're not that bad.
There's a few occasional small one flies by, and the wasp that we saw earlier this morning. But but generally speaking, I mean, it's not buggy out. There's a tree next to us that's infested with lizards. But you know, again, Becky and Annette are sleeping by that one, so I don't care.
You might.
But don't forget, you can actually, if you have questions for what our experience has been so far or whatever, just go to www.data.com, go in the chat room there, and Becky's over there. I know that many of our listeners are also in the Eyes on Ears chat room, and we, you know, welcome. Thank you for supporting the show and being in the chat room there. Unfortunately, Becky's not in that room, so if you want to ask questions, you'll just have to come to the other one to say something to us. We do have, after this live show, actually, the Magic Kingdom, evidently, something we've been informed, is open till 1 a.m., so I think we're going to have to take a little soiree over there and check that out.
We got to figure out, you know, you got to try the transportation from here over to a park.
Yeah, plus we haven't been in any of the parks all day, and it's actually really nice out right now. Yeah. I mean, our campsite really didn't have much shade from it, from the, you know, with trees or anything, but it's been, I mean, from about 4:30 on, I mean, it was real nice. I know. You don't like our studio lights, Mike?
Who's laughing?
Manuel's laughing because there's, in order to illuminate us, there's two people over here have miner's cams, basically. Miner lights on, you know, like, you know, you know, headbands with lights on. They're facing us.
And we can't look at them.
Janine is holding it.
Janine and Marissa are our studio lights.
Yeah, studio lights, so.
Questions are starting to come in there, Matt.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, excellent. We have a question from PJ for Life. I have the free dining discount bounce back for September 27th to October 4th. Free dining, yum. Is this the best deal, or is the 7 for $4 a better deal if it's offered during the same time? Staying at French Quarter, family of four.
But he has a free dining with a bounce back?
Yep.
French Quarter.
At French Quarter. The free dining.
I think the free dining's probably, if you use it to its best, its fullest potential, I think that's your better deal.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
So go with that one. All right, well.
And there's another one.
Yes.
From Disknitty. Question, where did the gnome come from and where did it go?
Okay, so we had, for those of you who are watching the webcam, we had a gnome, like a garden gnome.
He's over here.
He's over here. We'll show him on the, bring him to the studio lights, please.
Yeah,
studio lights.
Studio lights and the webcam. Yeah. Good luck on that one.
So yeah, there you go. If you can hopefully see that on the webcam,
perfect.
We got a garden gnome. We went to Walmart and we had to get essentials, but then we thought, well, what are the tacky things can we get? Like real, like god awful tacky camping things. And garden gnome was there, so we got a garden gnome.
For those of you with gnomes in your yard, I didn't say it was tacky.
No, for camping. But anyway, we had the garden gnome, and I guess I went somewhere to go check out something, and the guys over here got kind of bored. So they put the garden gnome on the grill to see if it would light on fire. It didn't. And then what happened was they kept on featuring the gnome in front of the webcam for a little bit.
They're calling it Gnome Jello.
Gnome Jello. Oh!
Evidently, the people in the chat room were calling it Gnome Jello. And then what happened was, mysteriously, the gnome was put down and it broke. And it got broken a few times. So now there's quite a section of it
you
missing
turn
on
him
its side.
Its
hat is broken. Its butt is broken.
We could make him a light. Yeah. You could put the light inside of him and he would illuminate.
Yeah. So it's quite the experience over here having the gnome. So he's been kind of a cult hit over here, if you will.
124
in chat, 265 in the web. Nice. So we're having a great time here, though. I mean, one thing was, you know, we've never really gotten to the point where I was like, what do we do now? And the truth is, I mean, we've been sitting on our campsite the whole time. Like, because obviously we're doing a live show. It's no fun for you guys to look at a pile of dirt over here while we're, you know, off somewhere else. But there is, what really surprised me, and I was talking to Becky's husband about this, Chris, a little bit earlier, was that there's so much activities over here at Fort Wilderness. You know, I mean, really, we shouldn't be sitting over here. I mean, we could be canoeing, we could be bike riding, we could be at the pool, obviously. They have fishing over here, they have the Segway tour, horseback riding. Do we have a question?
Yeah, we do. Indy Jones 45 is asking, how do you feel about Space Mountain going under refurb?
Space Mountain going under refurb. It's disappointing because it's probably not going to be the refurb we were all hoping for online, like what Disneyland got. Well, not too long, because it's not even a year-long refurb. So I think the general consensus is that they can't radically alter it too much over there. So I think in that regard, it's disappointing. I mean, obviously, every ride needs a refurb, and that's good, and it'll come out a little smoother, a little less jerky, blah, blah, blah. But I think we all kind of, when we first heard Space Mountain rehab, you know, we're going to get a new Space Mountain. And in that regard, I think it's just disappointing in that. So that's more, I'm not disappointed in what they're doing. It's just I wish they were doing more with it.
Well, yeah, after just being in Disneyland just a week ago, Oh my goodness, I'm traveling too much. A week ago. I've got to say, that was my first time after going over several times. That was my first time to get on Space Mountain. And oh, my comments over there was just tear the one in Florida down and do this one, bring California over to Florida.
Yeah, they've redone the ones at Disneyland. Yeah. They did redone the one at Disneyland Paris. And
awesome.
Yeah, we have the original one. I mean, on the one hand, I mean, I don't mind the original version. I like having original versions. I mean, it's something different. And obviously, as people who come down to Walt Disney World quite often, yes, it's the same right over and over and over and over again. But you know what happens? People do miss the original one eventually. And people, you know, it's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I mean, you know, while I was here, it wasn't like we were all running towards it. But as soon as it was gone, then you become nostalgic for it. And to that degree, I don't mind having the original Space Mountain here.
But I gotta say, I don't remember Space Mountain being as jerky as the last time I rode it here in Florida. It just seems to get jerkier. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. I don't know. It's just a lot of bumping.
Hey, do we have anyone on the Jiffy Pop, by the way?
Oh, Jiffy Pop!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, the...
The lights can't go.
Yeah,
the mic, you're holding the mic. You can't do that.
Yeah, no, I think Chris is going to do it. We got Jiffy Pop over here. We're looking for the camping experience. We got s'mores and everything, but we got Jiffy Pop also, and that, I think, is going to be a fun camping thing. It's right behind Becky.
Oh, it's
Becky
behind Becky.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're having a real good time over here. And like I was saying, there's a lot to do at Fort Wilderness. And that, you know, again, if we weren't doing the webcam, if we were here tomorrow and I didn't, you know, we have to do the webcam, we'd probably be doing a lot of the activities they have here. But I think we have another question.
Yeah, from Melissa and C. My husband and I are talking, excuse me, gosh, I got to get right to the right area here. My husband and I are taking an adult-only trip to the world in May. With AP discount, there's about $300 difference between Wilderness Lodge, Yacht, or Beach Club, or Contemporary Garden Wing for our four-night stay. Which would y'all choose?
So the options were Wilderness Lodge, mm-hmm. Yacht Club, or Contemporary Garden. I would throw a Garden Wing out. I don't like the Garden Wing. I think if you're staying at the Contemporary, they're staying at the Tower or at Bay Lake in this case, but otherwise it's a waste of money. I would rather stay somewhere else. So you got Wilderness Lodge or Yacht Club?
And Beach Club.
Beach.
Or Beach Club.
Yeah.
I think I know what your answer is in Epico for
it. That's probably what you're going to say. I love Beach. I love the location, especially for an adult mm-hmm. only trip. If you're going to be walking into Epcot and doing dinner every night, going to, you know, different country every night, or that leisurely stroll, you know, at the end of the night around the World Showcase,
right.
That's just perfect place.
Yeah, I mean, I love Wilderness Lodge. I know Fred Block is yelling at his computer right now.
Sorry, Fred.
But, I mean, it is beautiful. The only issue is with its location. It's a little hard to get to things other than the Magic Kingdom, and even though you take the boat. But, I mean, if all things being equal, if you never stayed out either, I would go for Beach Club first. Then come back, and your next trip, you know what, go for Wilderness Lodge, because it has it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely stunning. But its location kind of hinders it. And, of course, the pool at Beach and Yacht
pool
Club is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Beaches and Cream.
Yes.
So, sorry, got to give the shout out for Beaches
so
and Cream.
That settles it right there.
Exactly. Jonesy is asking one question. Why did WDW dining reservations go down to 90 days from 180?
That's a good question. I don't think we're going to have, I think we'll have to speculate on the answer mm-hmm. to that one. Personally, I like it. I like that they changed it because I don't know what I'm going to do 6 months from now in terms of planning stuff. It makes it so much easier to plan 90 days out. I think that's a more realistic window for most people to book. And I hated the fact that if I thought, you know, 4 months out that I wanted to get Le Cellier, I was out of luck because most people already made all the reservations, you know, that 180-day mark. So I think it makes it much easier to make reservations in advance and not be ridiculous about it. Because most people don't think, especially in this economy, trips aren't being planned 6 months out. They're being planned a closer time. That being said, I think Disney just did it. I think they like to manage. They're trying to get their park hours planned not so far in advance, so they're committed to the changes. Then they can complain that they have to change it. So I think it's tied into the fact of their new schedule for planning
right.
the park hours. But do you like the new 90-day window, or do you prefer the old 180?
I've got to say, well, for those that like to plan well in advance, 180 days was kind of a bonus for you because you were the planner.
Yep.
But I can tell you that 90 days in advance, you really need to know your dining now because it's getting hard to get dining because at 90 days, everybody's really in that plan mode 3 months before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I find it much easier. It's been the best thing for me. Although it was funny, I was making a reservation. I was trying to make a reservation. I hear the Jiffy Pop. And it's funny because it's a little place like Le Cellier are still hard to get to. But that being said, I feel like I personally like have a much better chance of actually getting these things because I don't have to plan things 6 months out. And 90 days I like much better, so.
It is hard. I mean, it's hard to know. I don't know what I'm going to eat for dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly.
So for 180 days, it, you know.
What's that? So we've got, you know, while we're waiting for other questions, don't forget you go to the WDW Today chat room at WDWToday.com and you can ask your question there. Becky will answer it.
I was just going to answer it. That's even better.
Go ahead, Becky.
Dink Fan wants to know, I'm hoping to bring my family back in early December to enjoy some Christmas cheer. We're a family of six, two adults, seven-year-old, four-year-old, two-year-old, infant. What would be your first resort choice, and do you think club level would be worth it?
Club level, with anything, it's always a perk. So you got to say, and by perk, it's like, I want to spend more and get more, and it's not because I'm going to break even in any means. It's just something nice to have. It's like, you know, you get the LX model of the car versus the standard stuff in the car because you want to spend, you spend more, but, you know, it's nice to have the leather seats and whatever. And the same thing holds true, I think, for the concierge lounge. I mean, it's really nice. What's great, I mean, I know Len is a big fan of it for just for the breakfasts, you know, to go there and grab something really quick in the room, and then when you come back, you grab a little snack or a drink or
cookies
something out
at
of
night.
It. Yeah, I mean, no. There is something to be said about it, so it's really cool.
Especially with children. I mean, those little snacks. Kids don't eat a lot.
If they're asking, did they specify, Becky, a specific resort? They were just asking for general. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go club level here, I would say the best one by far is the Polynesian. It's got its own building, its own kitchen over there. I mean, they do it well. Other ones like Wilderness Lodge, I've stayed concierge, and it's still nice, but it's nowhere near as nice as the Polynesian. So in that regard, I mean, you'll be spoiled by the Polynesian. But, you know, if you want really the best one there, that's good. If you're not going to go concierge, let's say you're going to take that out, maybe it's just too expensive for you. They have some young kids, right? And they want to know a good resort for that. I mean, I know that Len's a big prescriber. You know, Magic Kingdom Resort is great because you get to be close to the, if that's where you can spend a lot of your time in the Magic Kingdom, that's a good one. But you know what? I'm going to pick the Annette answer over here. And I'm going to pick either the Outer Beach Club. And the reason why is for Storm Along Bay. The kids will love the pool. If nothing else, they will just live in that pool. And of course, you can have the option of going concierge there too, which isn't bad. So that I think that would be a good one there.
So that would be my answer?
That would be your answer, yes.
Because guess what? That's not really where I'd go with them.
What would you pick?
I really would stick with the monorail resorts because of the ages of the children. Okay. That's where those kids, 7 and under, are going to be pulled to Magic Kingdom.
Absolutely.
And those 2 and infant, I've traveled with young children. Somebody's going to have to go back and take a nap.
That's true.
Or you're pushing them in the double stroller.
And again, if money's an issue, but you still want to be close to the Magic Kingdom, Wilderness Lodge is going to be much cheaper than the monorail resorts, but it's still easy. It's just a boat ride away. No TTC, no none of that stuff to deal with, so that could be another
option.
They're
just going to spend a lot of time there, so that's just...
Absolutely. So, there you go. So that's the answer for that one.
Shocked you, huh?
Yeah.
Something a little timely for you. Laura and Brian want to know, how was the AP Muppet event yesterday? What went on? We saw pics of folks with Gonzo, and we were very jealous.
It was really cool. I was really impressed by it. Mike Newell, you were at the Muppet event.
I was?
Also. Yeah.
I was.
Yesterday.
I was.
It was really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
It was Jim's daughter, not his wife.
It was his daughter. Yeah.
His daughter. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. First of all, it blew me away. I thought at worst it could be something really boring, like some talk like the Muppets are really good, and it's like, you know, like a shameless plug for them.
Right.
But it was really interesting. The first thing they did was they played. We really set the tone. We went backstage at the studios in the animation building, which I'd never been in, and we went to the screening room, which was amazing. And we went to. They played the original pre-show video to Here Come the Muppets, which is an old attraction at the studios. You might remember it. It was where Voyage of the Little Mermaid is now. And it was really cool. It was with Rolf and Sam Eagle. It was hilarious. And they brought out this guy who's a curator, for lack of a better title, at the Muppet event over in the Orange County Museum. And it was really interesting. It was really cool. They brought out the guy who's the voice of Gonzo. And he brought out the Gonzo doll. It was really interesting. I really thought it was interesting. Mike, what did you think of the event?
Yeah, I was surprised because I didn't even know. What was his name? Jerry Who? Gold?
Dave Gowett.
Okay, close. he came out. That was a surprise guest. We didn't know about that until we actually sat down. Well, some people knew and others didn't want to know. But yeah, that was a real surprise. I like that. And he does Gonzo great.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We saw a lot of, what was really interesting was a lot of the backstage stuff. We saw like I would call it the making of featurette of Muppet Vision 3D. So we saw, like, you know, the end of the video when the fire truck comes in there and it backs out. We saw what happens afterwards.
Right.
And how they did the Waldo 3D effect. And it was really interesting. Of course, Muppet Vision was Jim Henson's last work before he died. And he didn't even actually technically finish the whole thing. But it was such an amazing look at that. Not only Muppet Vision, but also the Muppets from like in the 50s, like before they were even Muppets, they were just like characters. Of Sam and Friends was the name of the show,
right?
And they had that, and they showed clips from that, and that was really interesting.
I liked at the end the clip from Muppet Vision City when they like you said the fire engine scene.
Yep.
Actually, Kermit was on the ladder that comes out at you, and
yep.
Jim Henson had this apparatus on his hand, not even anywhere near the fire truck. He was in another part of the soundstage, and he was using his hand to mouth and move Kermit's head.
Yeah.
And it was like a remote control. I don't want to say it was like a glove almost, like a remote control glove. And he used it to, and I didn't know how they did that. And seeing that was really.
It was a real treat.
Yeah,
that was
I thought it was the best part.
It really made me, I mean, that event, I was thinking after it was real done, I was thinking, you know what? That's really a perk right there that makes an annual pass worth. I really enjoyed that quite a bit. I mean, and I know that there are others here that are at the campsite right now that have been there. And we all just thought it was a really, really well done event. We got to take a photo with Gonzo. Maybe you've seen it on Facebook already. But we really enjoyed it quite a bit.
I'm still waiting for my copy, Janine.
And really well done. And if you missed it, unfortunately, I mean, it was a real... I hope they do it again sometime because it was really fantastic.
Okay, your next question is from Kelly SAV, who wants to know, what crowds will be worse in June at Hollywood Studios? Fantasmic Day or Early Magic Hours?
I'm going to say Fantasmic Day, assuming Extra Magic Hours aren't a Fantasmic Day. We just had actually, if Len was here, he would tell you about... This week, Glenn did a research trip down here, and they sent some of his research people to Hollywood Studios. You're miking the Jiffy Pop. Nice. The sign you hear is the Jiffy Pop being made on the thing. Anyway, they did some work. They analyzed date crowds versus on dates. I can't even answer the question. I feel bad for the list. On days where Fantasmic was on and when it wasn't on, and on days where Fantasmic was being shown, it was just mobbed. I mean, it's like, you know, it makes Extra Magic Hours look like nothing compared to it. So I would definitely say if you're not interested in Fantasmic, go on an Extra Magic Hour day, as it'll be a little bit better than the Fantasmic days. That being said, if you have to go on a Fantasmic night, if you can get there early in the morning, the crowds really don't come in the afternoon, so people start park hopping over there. So that'll certainly make a difference. Wow, Jiffy Pop is definitely ready.
With everybody, yeah. So they can hear it.
Wow, we got another Jiffy Pop to go.
Excellent.
Nice.
All right, so then Z Dutchman 3 wants to know, we're DBC members at Saratoga.
Zoltan.
And we're trying to get reservations at the Beach
Club. What was the first question?
May.
I'm sorry.
Try again.
Did he have first question? I didn't hear the first part of
that. Sorry, we're DBC members at Saratoga, and we're trying to get reservations at the Beach Club this May. We were waitlisted. Are there any tricks to improve our chances to getting the Beach Club res?
Are there any they're waitlisted at Beach Club. Any tricks to get ahead of the wait list? I don't think
Not
so.
Not that I'm aware of. It's I would call and check, though.
Yeah,
I mean, just kind of remind them, call and
smile
check.
Smile a lot.
Be pleasant.
Yeah, keep calling, and you never know. I mean, call in the morning. People cancel all the time. And
we normally get our wait list, but sometimes it's last minute.
Yeah.
It's a couple days before. So.
I would, if I were you, I would just plan on something else. And if it works out for you, they can change. Terrific. And if not, well, that's all right. Plan for your next trip. That's the best I can tell you. The Jiffy Pop, for those of keeping score at home, is done. It's just it's airing itself out.
Okay. So. Maui Mouse, while everyone's like going crazy over the smell of Jiffy Pop.
That's not open.
Maui Mouse wants to know anything about the new mugs. Heard they were good now for the lifetime of the mug until they changed to a new design. Is this true?
Janine, do you have a mug? Did you steal that one? Is that an old one or is that a new one?
That was a new one. But
is it a new one? Can you mic Janine?
Wait a minute. She's got to put the...
Where is she? I can't see.
I can't see her through the mind glasses.
Oh, she went
finding
over there.
Finding guests
Janine,
in the dark.
Reason why was Janine, one of our listeners over here, she had one earlier.
She's a friend. She's not a listener.
Okay. No,
Janine, come over here. You're the one
talk.
Who actually...
You got the mug.
Janine.
You got the mug.
Janine. No one can see you anyway.
You're in the dark.
So, Janine, this is the new one you got, right?
Why, yes, it is.
And is it good for the life... Is that what they said? It's good for the lifetime of the mug?
No, they did not say that.
Okay.
They actually... She did volunteer that it was good at all the resorts, although the posters say otherwise. So, apparently, your mileage...
Mayberry. And we're eating the Jiffy Pop. Thank you, Janine. I hope that answered the question. We need follow-up on that, you know, just post it in the chat room.
I'm sure they saw that mug in the dark.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, that's great. Talk with your mouth full, please.
I will. That's good Jiffy Pop.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Chris makes a mean Jiffy Pop.
Nice job. Thank you, Colleen,
grill.
For the Jiffy Pop.
Oh, not fair. Not fair.
Can't type and eat Jiffy Pop.
I can't...
Oh, he's feeding her. How sweet.
Yeah.
There's a guest asking, taking advantage of the military room discount and park tickets, was wondering if they could put our park tickets on our key to the world room key card.
Annette?
Yes, they can do that at the front desk for you. You might have to go to guest services and not where you're checking in, but they can do that for you at the guest.
Wait, the front hold desk. On. Be quiet for a second. What's that noise?
It's music, Matt.
Well, there's music over there, and there's cicadas closer.
No, there's like music, but the music from the campfire?
The campfire movie.
Campfire?
Yeah. Are we that close?
Yeah.
Can you tell we're in the wilderness? We don't know where we are.
It's
we're noise? In the dark.
What's that noise?
It's not a bear. We're good.
We are close to the road, however.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, I mean, it's been quite an experience over here. I think, you know, the temperature really came down now, so I think it's going to be really comfortable sleeping weather. I mean, I think it's going to be, like, not hot, not cold. Somebody just stopped at our campsite.
Hello!
Hi!
Campsite's very friendly. Yeah. Very friendly.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that was, you know, interesting, I mean, it's such a self-contained community over here, and I was thinking about this earlier, is that, you know, unlike other resorts at Walt Disney World, you know, you go to, like, you know, Value, Deluxe, Moderate, whatever it may be, you know, it's the same general idea in that, you know, there's rooms in buildings, and you go between buildings or whatever, and same idea, but at Fort Wilderness, it's such a departure from all the other resorts, really. I mean, you know, the different campsites, you don't, like, to me, I felt like I was in a completely... vastly different resort, you know what I mean? It's almost like saying, like, you know, not even on site, but because you just feel such a separation from with the typical Walt Disney World experience over here. And having, I mean, really, I mean, if you aside from going to the parks, I mean, you have so much to do over here, you know, in terms of all the activities I was talking about earlier. It's quite different.
We don't know what's going on behind the lights.
They're playing with the lights.
Oh.
I
gotta say, the one thing that surprised me the most, I'm gonna go on and say it, the thing that surprised me the most was the comfort station.
Yes.
I'm just gonna say it. It was very scary for me to think that
I
had
you.
To walk.
Yes. No, we were, I think we're all, the comfort stations, for those who aren't aware, I mean, they're the bathrooms and showers that they provide you to all campers. Obviously, people in tents do not have showers and bathrooms and such. And the, I think we all were expecting something like, you know, I'm sure you've all been to, like, a water park or like the local YMCA, and it's like kind of nasty and gross in there, and you just want to get in
bugs
and out.
Bugs on the floor.
Yes, exactly. And, like, yeah. But this is very clean, very nice. I mean, I would really feel comfortable, you know, if I went to take a shower in there, go to the bathroom, whatever it may be, it really feel like, you know, it comfortable in there. And that's really what it's all about. You know?
Well, it looks like they were recently redone. I don't know if they have it. They really look brand new. I mean, the tiles, they have animals in the tiles, and just not what I expected at all.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been a very nice, and it's a pleasant surprise, and they're all over, and we have one literally across the street from us, so it's not like, we were joking, we were driving in, and there was this woman walking, clearly just back from the shower with her hair up in a towel, and we all joked that would be Annette tomorrow morning, like.
And I informed, no, that would not be, no.
But it was actually, you know, I mean, it really, it's not as bad, it's not really as bad as I think we were all thinking it might be. The tent was so easy to set up. I know some of you were watching on the webcams earlier this afternoon, and yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the tent setup in a bit, but I think we got a question.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse Fan 9. Question for everybody. What is your favorite resort area in WDW based on location only?
Good question. Becky, why don't you start with yourself?
Boardwalk. I love the Epcot area. So the Boardwalk, Beach Club, those are two of my favorites. And I really do like the energy and the entertainment that's happening on the Boardwalk. And, of course, the Bellevue Room.
Absolutely.
But to be able to walk over to Epcot and enjoy the experiences over there, I love the location for that.
Yeah, based on location alone, I love the Polynesian. I mean, Polynesian is a beautiful resort. It's the kind of resort, you know, there's something about to be said about the older the resort, I think the more well done it's been. You know, but Disney took its time with it, obviously. And the Polynesian is a great example of that. And it's so close to the Magic Kingdom. So you have that ability, the monorail. So it's a wonderful resort and a wonderful location. So that one really sticks out in my mind, Annette.
Well, Becky and I are generally right on the money, the same or complete opposites. And I'm not going to a value. So Boardwalk is my favorite. Always has been. I love the nightlife there. It's easy to bring kids there and let them walk around. You feel pretty safe with them right there over the nighttime events going on, the walking into Epcot, and also walking to studios. It's not a bad walk for me and my family from Boardwalk. Now, from Beach Club, it's a little adds a little bit to it. So, Boardwalk's my favorite. We're going to keep on going around.
I'm going to say Boardwalk as well. That's where, I mean, we own for the Vacation Club. I mean, I eventually bought in the Vacation Club, then I moved down here, so I still own it. So that's where I own, and it's convenient for me. Although, you know, right now my thing is trying to stay in every resort now, because now I live down here. I need a challenge.
I'm going to go with Old Key West as mine still. I like the idea of being secluded away from the parks. It's 5 minutes for me to get there and 5 minutes for me to get home, and it seems like we're out of the way. We're away from the resort traffic. I'm sorry, the theme park traffic. Epcot is, you know, right over the highway. To me, it's really convenient.
My favorite is the Polynesian because I just love being next to the Magic Kingdom and being able to watch the fireworks from the beach.
In the dark. Oh, guys, this is really a sight.
Yeah, this is pretty funny.
Is that on webcam?
No, I think he's out of the camera range.
Oh, my gosh. Together. The Coke bottle has become our stagehand.
Okay, Glenn? Wait, what?
Scope is with us.
Yes, he is.
Oh, favorite? Oh, I like the Wilderness Lodge. I actually enjoy taking the boat all the way to the Magic Kingdom. It's kind of fun, and the bus ride to Fort Wilderness, you know, Trails End or Hoop You Do or whatever is nice, and yeah, it's a great resort. I like Wilderness Lodge.
What?
Yeah.
Janine,
what's your favorite resort based on location?
I guess the Polynesian, however, I haven't actually stayed there myself.
Oh, we'll have to fix that.
I hear good things about it.
But it's my favorite.
I love that.
Nice.
Well, based on location.
Another question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Cheer for LVW wants to know, how was Hoop-De-Doo last night, Matt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo-woo.
Wahoo.
All right, here's the thing. Hoop-De-Doo.
Oh, don't say it.
Hoop-De-Doo.
I think we're going to save the full story for a podcast episode because it was that good. And we want to share experience. I know a lot of listeners want to hear about it. But for those who aren't aware, I didn't see it on Facebook. I was chosen to go up on the stage. And for those who have seen the show, I was the Indian Brave. I'll just leave it at that. But it was a lot of fun. I think we all enjoyed it. And we're going to... probably in a very quick episode sometime soon, myself, Newell, and Len will talk about our experience over there and kind of give our official review, do an episode about it. But it was a really great experience. I love what you do. It was my second time seeing it. And Mike, I mean, it was your first time seeing it without going into terrible detail here. I mean,
yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Absolutely thumbs up. Food was all right. It wasn't terrific, but it wasn't horrible. The show is really why you go, and the show is what you really pay for. So,
absolutely.
As far as that value goes, it was a lot of fun. It was worth it, you know. And we had a great time. Even better that they picked you and Josh and Sarah with us at the table too, and they picked Sarah as well.
We'll have a full story about the whole thing.
There is a little bit of video of that.
Oh, okay.
There is. I'm not gonna speculate where it is right now, but it's camera phone video, so it's not really good, but it is. A documentation of what happened.
Nice. So yeah, I mean it's been a real fun weekend over here. I mean, just great weather. I mean, really hot this today and yesterday in the afternoon. But I mean, at night right now it's probably in about the 60s, maybe even high 50s at worst. And it's great. I mean, it's very comfortable.
I'm not cold yet.
And Ned has not complained about the cold yet. We're quite, frankly surprised.
We should shout out to some people.
Oh, well, you're at the mic, Mike.
shut up. just wanted to shout out to some people in the WDW Today chat. I know there's people in the Eyes on Ears chat. We want to say hi to them. But some of the regulars you see, Masayo's in our chat, WDWtoday.com.
Hi, Masayo.
Brian and Sandy McGowan are there. Fred Block is in chat.
I knew he was yelling at his iPod.
He was. Michelle Scrivener-McLean's in. She's I see. Nice. Byron is in there.
Nice. We got a lot of people in there. That's terrific. I mean, really, and Mike's been keeping track of, you know, how many people we've been having over here. It's terrific. I mean,
Chris Iliopoulos is there. So, hey, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason why we're doing this event is, I mean, it's fun, but you know what we're doing? I mean, we're doing it for you guys so you can actually enjoy it. I mean, we know it's entertaining. To have it here.
Scopa just quit. I guess he got mad we didn't say his name. So.
No, I didn't.
Sorry,
ask his
Mike.
Question, which was, what was the 3 or what time was the 3 o'clock parade? So I kind of ignored it.
3:15 today because of the time change. Laura and Brian Thompson are in there.
Don't forget, you can ask your question in the chat room. Just go to wdwtoday.com and you can go right over there, and there's a link for the chat room, and you can go right in there and ask your question. Usually we have, obviously, phones, but not today because the internet over here is a little subpar.
We're barely getting by with the we have 3 chat rooms open, the video feed and the audio feed on the Eyes on Ears Ustream and that's taking up a lot of our bandwidth. The internet is not as great here as it can be, but it is working, so I'm amazed that it works at all.
Then again, we're in a campsite. All we have is two tents and a car here, and we're on the internet.
Right, and it's amazing that we're actually doing a broadcast, so I'm not knocking it. It's just fantastic that we can get this done, but we just can't do the usual show that we normally do, so we apologize for that.
You have a question, Becky?
Yeah, we have another one from Tim in Holyoke, Massachusetts. My family usually goes to WDW in April, but next year we'll be going in February. How does February compare to April? I'm used to 80 to 90 degree temps in April. What is the weather like in February? If you can compare the 2 months, that would be great. Thank you. You've been making me laugh since episode 25.
Wow.
February and April are two vastly different months in terms of weather. I mean, February is going to be obviously much cooler. The temperatures are decent, though, in February. I mean, you get, you know, decent highs, so it's kind of like even some days you might even be able to wear shorts. Generally speaking, it's you know, jeans and a T-shirt kind of weather, which means it's very comfortable. Nighttime can be a little chilly depending on the day. I mean, this is a cold year, but I think that's really the exception, not the norm. But that being said, temperature-wise, it's much more comfortable. You're really going to enjoy it in that regard. That being said, I mean, in terms of crowds, it depends on the week you come. The only bad week in February in terms of crowds is going to be President's Week. That week can get very crowded down here. But then again, so is most of April. So, I mean, you're not seeing much difference there. If you're going any other week in February, you know, first 2 weeks generally or the last week maybe, I mean, it's fantastic. Low crowds, great weather. I mean, it's you know, occasionally there's things closed in February more so than in April, but I really love it. I used to always go, before I moved down here, I'd always come the first weekend in February, the first full weekend. That was my weekend to come. It was great weather, great crowds. I love it. April's just much more crowded, and temp's obviously a little bit warmer. It's not intolerable by any means. It's just relative. So, but I enjoy it, so I would definitely pick February. Yes, Becky, what's so funny?
Because I love this person's name. Maple Syrup Madness wants to know. You rock. Whoever you are, you rock. My parents go to the world 2 or 3 times a year, and I try to find something new for them for food. You guys recommend Kona last year. Any other under-the-radar restaurants you can pass on?
I really like the Surf Club at Saratoga Springs Resort. We ate there, what was it, Friday night, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, Friday night. You ate there. I really like it. I know Mike really liked it. We ate there. It was a research trip, so there's like 14 of us. Bob Tellinger didn't really like it that much. He's a steak maven. I mean, he lives for the thing, and he thought they did a little too much with the steak. But that being said, I really love it. Great appetizers. What's that?
Best hamburger.
Yeah, good burger. I love the prime rib and the steak. Yeah, it's great. I mean, Cheryl said it. I mean, also one great thing about it, it's so easy to get a reservation there. So for your parents, I would definitely recommend the Surf Club. Great food. Easy to get a reservation for, generally speaking. Annette, do you have a suggestion?
Well, I think for any parents getting away, doing a night by themselves or something, Chico's is just right up there.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite places to go. Mark and I love to get over there and
just
enjoy a meal. Nice, relaxed, best mac and cheese. It sounds so silly to go to a place for mac and cheese, doesn't it? But
yes,
it's the best mac and cheese.
It is really good. My parents love it, too, over there. I mean, there are certain restaurants that when my parents come down here, I bring them to because I know that they'll enjoy, and Chico's one of them. The Turf Club. I haven't brought them to the Turf Club yet, but I mean, that's Chico's absolutely another great suggestion for you. Enjoy the maple syrup.
Hey, Fred, by the way, yes, Becky and I did put the tent up together with Chris's help. But just for the record, for those not watching, Matt and Mike had Glenn help them. So there were three people putting up each tent.
We put up the tents. It was very easy to put up. I mean, I don't know if doing it one person.
Copying us.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We did it. It was a contest.
But it was very simple.
You sure did jump up and down when you were first to finish.
Right. Well, got to rub it in.
To see what we were doing. How it was going
to
be done.
Yeah, we did. Basically, we got to the point. There's a number of steps. We got to the last step, and Newell and I could not figure out the last step. So we went over to Becky and Etsy, and they figured it out, but we put it together before they could put it together. So we got the last step. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We won. So.
But it wasn't a contest.
Todd, please turn off the mic.
Cheater.
It was very easy to put together, and we got it done, and I was really impressed by how easy it was. I mean,
we'll see how it goes in the morning.
Yeah, we got to put it all back together, but we will have the webcams. I mean, Mike, we're gonna leave them on tonight.
I don't know what we're gonna see.
Yeah, you're not gonna see anything. I mean, if you're Masayo, I mean, at about 5 or 6 a.m. if you're an early riser, I mean, check out the webcams because they'll still be up there. I think they'll be up till about at the latest 8 a.m. and then they'll probably be packed up. But we'll have them on.
What do you mean they probably?
Excuse me?
They
are leaving early and not leaving us to put everything
in. Well, my car's not here, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're stuck till we take you to the car.
We have another question, Becky?
Yeah, from Jack Olive, I believe. Just by chance, we're arriving at WDW the final day of Star Wars weekend. Our 5-year-old is interested in this. Is it worth the trip, or will the crowds be too much?
Last weekend in Star Wars weekend, I would look to Glenn, but I really can't see him. The last weekend in Star Wars weekend really isn't that bad. The crowds are significantly less. All the crazy people who go there and like, you know, really go nuts for it, they're generally done by the first or second weekend. But weekend 4 really isn't that bad. And this year, weekend 4 is in mid-June as opposed to the last 2 years where it was the last weekend in June, so you'd have, you know, higher crowds, obviously, because it's closer to July 4th in summer. If you want to go for the last day, especially that Sunday, I think you'll be fine. I really don't think the crowd... I think they'll be much more manageable than if you came earlier in the week or even 2 or 3 weeks earlier.
Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly. So I wouldn't worry. I would definitely go give it a try. Just make sure you get there early in the morning, right at park opening, so you can take advantage of everything. You're not going to be hampered by the schedules that are going on. Don't forget, you can ask your questions at wdwtoday.com in the chat room. Lots of people in there. It's been a fun source for entertainment, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're not seeing it, so...
Exactly.
I got stuck over there reading it because it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, Newell and Becky are manning the chat room, respectively. So, yeah, I mean, we're having a real good time over here at Fort Wilderness.
Can we see our neighbors?
I can't see anyone.
I can't
over
see
here.
Anything.
Are we alone?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Very
dark.
Yeah, I also think that because it's the extra magic hours at the Magic Kingdom, there's probably a lot of people over there chilling out, and then I think it'll be coming, you know, people are still at the parks or whatever and enjoying themselves, but... You know, that's what's great about being over here, and it's been a real fun experience over here. I mean, it really, you know, there's always a possibility of it not having being a good time. But I think also it helped was that we had, you know, some good friends over here. I mean, obviously, MAI and Mouse Fan Travel is a sponsor of ours. But then again, you know, we also have friends over there, work through there, and it's been a great experience having both you, Annette, and Becky over here. It makes it a lot more fun. You know what I mean? It's a group experience.
That. Tomorrow. Tents down.
Well, I'm not sleeping with you guys. So.
No, I didn't say that. I said when we put the tents down, and then you know.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I mean, tomorrow morning it's going to be tough. Probably I'll be tired, and you know, got to put
feeling
stuff together.
Feeling cranky, and
exactly. But you know what? It's been a fun experience. It's been something that I would definitely recommend. If you're coming to Fort Wilderness and you're not a big on tents, I don't blame you. The cabins here are wonderful. We saw Becky actually was staying in a cabin last night, and it's really wonderful with the way they've done it. They're a great setup. It's a little small, and there's only one bathroom, but. That being said, I think it really adds to it. And it's a great resort. So I mean, if you've got kids, you know, who love to bike ride and go swimming and do all the little things,
do all the stuff out in nature.
Yeah, it's it's wonderful, great outdoor resort. And if your kids like it, then they'll definitely enjoy their time over here. Becky,
we're getting various questions about the campgrounds. For example, about what the actual cost is to stay here. More information about the comfort station. Can they bring their own bikes here? Yeah. Some general stuff. So
you can bring your bikes here. They do rent bikes. I mean, they rent everything over here, and they even rent tents. I mean, if you wanted to, we've rented ours actually through a great website. I should mention we rented all our equipment through LowerGear.com. They were fantastic. We got all our stuff through them. We just found it. I mean, my wife found it on a Google search and. We called them up. They laughed when I told them what we were doing, and they said, okay, they're probably watching this right now. And they said they were. And we got all our coming through this. It was very easy. The cost, what are we paying right now? Like 50-something a night with an annual pass discount or something like that? Do you remember?
No. That's not what you're paying.
That's not what we're paying? What are we paying? I don't even remember how much we're paying.
74.
74. 74 for the partial hookup.
Because we couldn't find any kind of discount. We had a hard time finding.
Yeah, that's true. Anything.
Anything.
It's very popular over here. It was really surprising to all of us that it was so hard to find a weekend that we could actually work and wouldn't it be like 1,000 degrees outside. So we found this one.
As we're looking at a couple of empty sites
around
tonight,
us. Actually, tonight seems to be the night to come here because no one's here. But... last night was full. I mean, Becky said that she walked through over here and it was just, you know, almost completely full over here. The way the comfort stations are, there's a loop. Basically, that just means there's a road that goes in a circle.
In a loop?
And there's
great.
There's two comfort stations in this loop that serve it. One is across the street from us. One is about, what do you think, about 500 yards from here? I can see it.
Probably. We can definitely see it.
It's very easy to get to them. There's ample space in all of them. I mean, you know, you've got, what, 4, 5, 6 bathroom shower stalls,
yep.
A couple bathroom stalls, sinks. I mean, everyone's on a different schedule anyway. I've been in the comfort station 2 or 3 times now. I have not seen a person in there.
Thanks for the count. That was great.
I mean, I was just saying, I mean, it's not like a college dorm where you're like, you know, have to like, oh, come on.
Everybody's going at the same
exactly.
time.
No.
We may find that out in the morning, right?
Yeah, that could be true. But I think, you know, generally speaking, I mean, we're going to be out early. I don't think that's going to be so much of an issue. But, you get a large, for our camping site, because we're doing tents, obviously, you get a large plot about, I don't know, 20 yards wide, 20 yards, you know, the other way. And so lots of space, and you get a picnic bench and a grill. There is no fire pits over here. We thought there might be one, but I think it's because, you know, Florida, they have such an issue with wildfires. Right. They don't want to be starting any unnecessary fires. There's a great feel to it over here because you're in a campsite, but obviously your neighbors are very close to you. We had a situation where we needed help. We bought a knife because we thought we would need a knife.
No.
And the knife came in plastic wrap that requires a knife to open it. So it was quite a catch-22 in our hands. But you know what? I mean, it was kind of funny. But, you know, Annette was like, okay, we need a knife. So Annette walked over to complete strangers and said, hey, can we borrow a knife? Not only were they very nice and gave us a knife, but they also said, hey, we're leaving, you know, and they gave us half a bag of charcoal and lighter fluid. It was just, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really
about 30-minute conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, it's just a different feel over here. Everybody's relaxed.
Absolutely. And it really does feel like, I mean, you when you drive through, people are waving at you. Hey, how's it going? It's a great community feel over here. So it's so much different experience than other places.
I want to add on the comfort station because I think what scared me was remembering back when I came back in the, I think, early 80s with my parents with a pop-up camper. It's been that long since I've gone camping. Swore I'd never do it again. Oh, my gosh. But we stayed at Fort Wilderness, and I remember the comfort stations, and you got just a little pull curtain was your shower, and, you know, you spent half your shower time trying to hold the curtain shut.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, I was a kid, but I still, you know, yeah, trying to keep it shut. The comfort station where they have the shower stalls, they have a door.
Yep.
You have a dressing area, and then you have the shower now. So you really did have a private zone that was kind of your your own. I've just been blinded. Oh.
Blinded by the light.
But they also, I think the other thing to mention is in the comfort stations, they had the men and the women's, but between, they had laundry facilities.
Oh.
They had the ice machines right there so you could get ice. So things are pretty convenient.
Yeah, I think so. I thought it might be like a situation where you're walking, you know, 500, you know, like a mile to this and a mile to that. It really isn't the case at all, and it's really been, enjoyed it over here. Are there any specific questions, Becky, about Fort Wilderness that you're seeing over there? I mean,
some asking about transportation, the differences in transportation here.
Well, you basically have the internal bus system, which brings you all around. So if I want to go to like Pioneer Hall, where Trails End is, or there's a trading post, which is a store basically. they take you there. There's also other stores. There's the Meadows Trading Post, and there's another swimming pool over there. So you can take the bus to go everywhere.
And they're going a lot. We're seeing them go by.
They're
lot.
All the time, and you're
fairly close.
Yeah.
This is fairly close.
Yeah, we're very close to the bus stop.
To
yeah.
The other one, so
yeah. Oh yeah, Cheryl's saying that we're very close to everything. Really, you don't need to take the bus necessarily. If you had a bike here, it'd be great. I mean, you could just take the bike and go
or
for a ride.
Golf cart.
Golf carts they have over here. You can rent them.
Golf cart. Mike and I wanted to get a golf cart, but they got next.
Yeah, the only thing with the golf cart is it's $50 a day. I mean, really.
Golf cart.
$50.
I'm just gonna recommend golf cart.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you were staying here for a week, I really think it'd be nice to have the golf cart. It's cool because, you know, if you have, you know, teenagers who, you know, can't drive a car yet or whatever, I mean, they take the golf cart and tool around in that one.
Okay, that's very dangerous.
But they'll
as
do
a
it.
Mom of one in driver's ed, that's very dangerous. Whoa.
But, you know, there's everywhere you get over there. To get the Magic Kingdom, obviously, there's the boat launch right from the settlement, which is, you know, where Pioneer Hall is over there. So you take the boat right over there. There's buses that go to the park. Obviously, the other parks over there. That being said, there is a bit of an issue. I mean, in terms of like the front desk is all the way back at the outpost. You have to take the bus all the way back over there or something. So it's not as convenient as having to be walking down the hall to the lobby. But I really think that it works out pretty well over here. And I think that I would really feel, you know, I might not want to go in a tent for a week, but I wouldn't feel bad going in a cabin here for a week. I think it's fun. It adds to
it. Really roughing it.
Yeah, exactly.
My kind of
but we did find out that you could drive to get supplies.
Yes, at the stores you can drive your car because they're kind of weird about driving cars. They generally it looks like they don't want you to drive your car around too much, but they do allow you to go to the stores and whatever. You just can't drive your car to Pioneer Hall over there at the settlement and park your car there. But you can drive to the Meadows over there where the Meadows is a store area and there's also a pool over there and everything, and you can park your car there and go. If you don't want to walk, and you know, obviously, if it was bad weather or something, I can certainly understand that.
On a different subject, Mackenzie, age 6 in Pennsylvania, wants to know what Matt's favorite ride is per park, knowing that, of course, Dinosaur will not be on the list.
Hi, Mackenzie.
Does Mackenzie like Dinosaur ride?
favorite ride in each park. I actually had a Keely, a listener of ours who's in fourth grade, and she asked me this question at ESPN The Weekend last week, and In each park, Tower of Terror at the studios, best ride in all of Walt Disney World, in my opinion. At Epcot, Turtle Talk with Crush, always a different show. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy that one. At the Magic Kingdom, Splash Mountain, great attraction, wonderful story there. Obviously, great ride. And at Disney's Animal Kingdom, got to go with Expedition Everest. It's just, it's so much fun to do.
Because you're not going dinosaur.
Exactly. No, no, absolutely not. So that would be, I hope that answers your question for you, Mackenzie. But I mean, it's such a fun experience over here. I mean, I'm glad we did it. I think it's worked out real well over here. I know that some of our listeners do come here at some points, you know, and go camping, whatever. And it's a different experience. I highly recommend if you did the Disney World thing typically, and it's always, you know, you're kind of maybe not that you're getting sick of it by any means, because certainly we all enjoy coming here. But if you want to change it up a little bit, have a completely different experience. Even if you stay at a cabin over here, it's a whole new world over here for you. And I really think you're going to enjoy that different experience over here. So it's one of those things that's very Disney. You know what I mean? That's the thing. I mean, camping, a lot of people have, like you had, Annette, like the thoughts of like, oh God, I went camping as a kid. It was terrible. There were a lot of bugs and it was disgusting. You know, like, I didn't enjoy it. But that being said, it's Disney World. You know what I mean? So everything is Disney-fied. So I think it adds to...
Kids on golf carts, sorry.
It makes it a different experience. It's not like when your parents brought you to the... what's those mountains in New York, Mike? Upstate? Adirondack, sure. You know, and you go and...
Is that really what you meant?
No, there's... Where's the place with those awful clubs, the singers over there?
The Poconos.
That's what I was thinking of.
We don't do a show for them, so we're not worried about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those kinds of, like, you know, like, those kinds of things where it's just like, ugh. But this is really a great experience. I mean, I really recommend it to everyone. So who's playing with the
you're making me dizzy.
The light stick. It just, we don't see your hand. We just see the light stick moving around. You have a question?
Becca would like to know, which water park would be the best for younger kids, say, ages 4 and 7?
That's a good question. I would probably say, I don't know. I like Typhoon Lagoon more because I like the wave pool. That being said, the wave pool, I think, is too intimidating for most kids. So I would then say Blizzard Beach is great because the it's not a wave pool. It's just like a bobbing pool, for lack of a better word for it. But it's much more, it's much easier for kids, I think. And they have a great, they have slides there that are good for children, obviously. There's some slides that aren't there, but at both water parks have slides that aren't great for kids. But I mean, that goes without saying. But I would probably say Blizzard Beach just because kids love staying in that wave pool or the lazy river. And I think the wave pool at Blizzard Beach is going to be more conducive for younger children. I'm talking like kids that are, you know, kind of afraid of the big waves and whatever, and maybe a little hesitant or not that great swimmers. So,
right. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. The kids, my kids, that's the one they always want to go. Typhoon Lagoon. They like it, but they just, there's something exciting about being in the, thinking you're in the cold, I guess. And
yeah,
exactly. And swimming. I don't know.
When's the next tent event? And of course, this has to be a reoccurring event now. You have started something.
And are they coming?
Well, first of all, we have to go in the opposite direction. The next one will be the concierge event.
I'm okay with that.
I like the spa event.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to do like the
Disney Suite event. Well,
Marissa and I are doing the spa.
Well, you know what we could do is the like they have like at Wilderness Lodge, they have the Presidential Suite over there, and Len almost booked that one weekend. They have the Yellowstone Suite, so we could try doing like something completely on the opposite end of that.
Well, that, or we could do the guys and gals weekend, and the guys could camp, and the gals could go do spa.
That's
and
right.
We can compare at the end of the weekend who had more fun. I like that.
That would cover a lot of different details of the spectrum, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, we had an idea, and this is the original idea that predates this idea, and I'll share it here because one event I thought this would be fun. The reason that I thought of this event was a different reason, and that was, how cool would it be to do this event, same event, tent event, right? But with a lot of listeners over here, like if we took over like a whole loop. I don't think it's going to happen. If we had like, you know, even if we had like six sites, like, and if, looking around over here, the sites are so close to each other that it would be a real community kind of thing. It'd be really cool. People could just stop by.
Tent fest.
Exactly. Tent fest.
Can we rent a pop-up camper and try that next?
I mean, you can bring pop-up campers. I mean,
I think
it would be a lot of fun to have, you know, a bunch of people come down just for one night. I mean, we don't stay here for the week, obviously, but I mean, you know, for one night, I think it would be fun to have. To have everyone.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Thank you for the good luck.
Cheryl and Todd are leaving. Thanks so much for everything.
Watch your step.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for the cupcakes.
Oh. Well, I don't know how the Oreo ones are.
Oh, I will. Coffee one was awesome.
But I think the Tent Fest idea, I think that would be a lot of fun. I think I would hope that there'd be enough listeners. You know, even if we got, I'm talking like six minimum, right? Just do something just fun like that. And more the merrier, fine, great. That'd be great. Just to have that, everyone would know each other on the loop, you know, so it's not, obviously you'd feel comfortable, you know, talking to other people. You get to meet a lot of people, and it's such a different experience over here that I really think, obviously we'd be over here so you could come, you know, we would have the barbecue, we'd have drinks, we would have, you know, stories about whatever, just hanging out. And I really think that would make it for such a great experience. So that's what the original idea was. So if we're going to do another tent event idea, I would love to do, as Mike Newell calls, tent fest.
Fred's in, apparently. He's,
Fred is in?
Oh, yeah.
Fred is in.
He says,
okay.
I am so there. Or was that the part of the concierge? I'm not exactly sure, Fred. So I'm just going
to
sign you up for
tent
fest.
What are you trying to do with the spa weekend?
Spa fest.
Spa fest and tent fest, and we'll see who had more fun.
Yeah, so it would be tough to find a weekend that everyone could come down here for. I mean, obviously, we want a, you know, similar kind of weather, you know, nice, but, you know, we don't want to be dying
so
at night. Yeah,
we got lucky.
Yeah, real good weather over here this weekend. So if that ever comes to fruition, that'd be a real fun event. I think that could really be something that we were talking about originally for a Mouse Fest thing, just one night we picked out. And
but that's cold.
It's cold.
Oh, jeez.
I'm so sorry. That's so cold. Have you ever been
that's
to
true.
A dessert party in December?
That's true, but
we'll have to find out.
I mean, if that's something there's sufficient interest in, I think that's something we definitely explore. So don't forget, you can ask your questions, though, at the WDW Today chat room. Just go to WDWtoday.com. You'll see the link for the chat room right over there. Lots of people. It's free. It's easy.
Say hi to the chat. And
we want to say hi to not only people in the WDW Today chat room, but in the Eyes and Ears chat room. So thank you, everyone, for talking with us. And, you know, it's been something over here that, you know, it's, what stinks is I got to go to work tomorrow,
work fest.
I'm sure many of you do too. But you know, it's just an interesting experience over here. It's such a departure from what we're all used to. And I really like it. It's really sunken in. It's been such a different thing, and it's been so much fun being over here. I'm glad we got here early and had a lot of time. You know, if we got in here at like 3 o'clock or whatever, it would have been as fun because we just wouldn't have had much time together. But we really did. It's been such a great experience over here, so I really cannot complain.
It would have been fun to go exploring a little bit all together,
yes.
Just mm-hmm. to see what we could have found. And
absolutely. I mean, if we were here for another day or so, I was thinking about it. It would be great if tomorrow we could go, you know, we could go do something like go canoeing, or we could go fishing, or we could go.
No, no canoeing.
It would be
fun.
No,
that would be fun.
It'd
I don't know
fun.
If I trust you guys.
Riding.
No, I don't know.
We go horseback riding.
Yeah.
I mean,
water could, event.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I mean,
that'd
it
be
could,
fun.
Yeah. I mean, we could do, you know, I mean, obviously the Segway tour, which I haven't done. Newell, did you do the Segway tour here?
Yes.
And Mike said yes.
Actually, I've done it 3 times.
Okay.
Here.
So it's obviously good.
Oh, it's yeah.
So you like
good.
It, Mike?
Yeah, I like it. I like turtles, too. No, I've never done the Epcot one. That's probably the next one I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But I think of the two, just by looking at it, this one, the one here, Fort Wilderness, was a lot of
fun. I'd love to do
fun.
Just like a day of Fort Wilderness activities, you know, just back-to-back different activities to do. You start out in the morning with the Fort Wilderness, the Segway thing is in the morning, right?
The one I went to was at 8:30 in the morning.
So we'll start in the morning with that, then we'll go, you know, we'll go horseback riding, and then we can go to, you know, we can go... I mean, there's volleyball over here. There's all sorts of different activities. You know, you go canoeing, you go fishing. There's archery. That I really wanted to do.
We were scheduled to do that in August, my wife and I, but it poured when we got here, so they canceled it.
They added archery a couple months ago, and I think it's going to be so cool to do. I haven't done archery since I was in, like, you know, camp in, like, fourth grade, you know, summer camp. And I think it would just be a lot of fun because, I'm sure they'd actually teach you how to actually shoot correctly.
Yeah.
Little Robin Hood action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they give you a person comes out with you and he shows you, you know, the proper way to do it. And we were really psyched. And then it downpoured. And they were like, nah, you can't do it.
That's
what
I'm thinking. If we're doing the tent event over here, I mean, that's the tent fest. We could do that. You know, we can go and do all these different fun things over there. I really think it would be a lot of fun. To not only that, you have watercraft rentals. You can go out to the marina over there. They have we could rent the pontoon boats over there. We'd have the WWE banner as a flag, and the fireworks are going off.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock, so that's probably wishes.
I hear them, but
I see nothing.
Yeah, I don't see it, but we hear it. It's a beautiful night too. I mean, the sky.
We're trying to locate where the fireworks are right now.
We have the moon shining on us.
In other words, we can't see a darn thing.
No.
But it's that dark over here. I mean, really, it's really cool.
Does anybody know the direction to the Magic Kingdom from where we are?
No.
I would suspect it'd be like.
That way.
Yeah.
Where the banners
right.
are.
We're pointing in the dark.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Yeah. But it's cool